Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Right now, today, we're offering you five classes for $50 at Club Pilates, San Diego's premier Pilates studio. Club Pilates offers the most Pilates classes and reformer classes in San Diego, conveniently located off Marina Boulevard, right in the heart of San Diego.
So, Paulie, that's not our first Don't Do This story. You save that one for the end. We tease that one. We get people to listen a little longer by saving that for number three. Don't you
Pigeon
understand?
Pigeon hacksaw.
Paulie, you did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
If you know, you know.
If you know.
It's coming up momentarily.
Henry Morales with a home run. Vladimir Guerrero had key hits along, along the way. And the Angels.
It literally never disappoints.
And we're going to be giving you exactly what I think he's hoping for. That 100, is a little attention, but
100%.
Why not? I will start in a more serious direction, though, with yesterday's serious story. That was the Tiger Woods single vehicle accident that could have easily claimed his life and certainly is going to be taking away golf for a very long time. Open fractures. The pictures of the car. It's horrifying. It was horrifying
crunched,
to see those images.
Man. The car was just unbelievable.
You were just hoping he was, you're hoping he was alive.
Right.
And then hoping that he would walk
again. Yeah.
And obviously, because it was Tiger Woods, pretty much every network went, wall to wall breaking news coverage. And I will admit, that can be a difficult situation, especially when there aren't a lot of facts coming in yet. So you end up vamping on the air and talking and maybe saying things you shouldn't and speculating. And that happened yesterday to CNN reporter Andy Scholes, who was just kind of riffing and filling some time when he said, quote, not surprised by what happened because, quote, painkillers have become a part of his life. Okay, while that does bring in some of his history, that's really irresponsible because we have no idea. Tiger Woods could have been completely clean and sober. It was 7:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
We don't know that the police said he did not appear to be impaired.
Correct.
In any way, was awake and responsive. He was in some shock, but didn't have any sign of any alcohol, drugs in the car, anything like that. He seemed at least as with it as you can expect someone to be in a situation like that. So basically throwing that speculation out there that you're not surprised that this happened, pretty darn irresponsible, especially for a network reporter.
Sounds like he threw Andy, was his name?
Andy Scholes, yeah.
Seems like Andy threw down the old jump to conclusions, Matt, a little bit early on that. We'll see.
It's not out of the question, obviously.
Right.
But let's wait until all the facts come in before we start throwing words like painkillers and not surprised around.
It's not also out of the question that he burned his tongue on a McMuffin and freaked out and lost control of the car. But I'm not going to say it because I don't know if that's exactly what happened. Here is something we know exactly what happened, and there's audio to prove it, but we're not going to play the audio because it's that bad. UCLA has dismissed cross-country runner Chris Weiland from its track and cross-country teams over video and text messages featuring the gnarliest racist and homophobic slurs you have ever heard. Not sure when the video was shot. It is. I was just playing it on the break, and Paulie goes, "What is that?" And to make sure the mic was off. It's that bad. So he was talking to a friend about his girlfriend that he believed cheated on him with an African-American man. And he is about as white as it gets. Chris Weiland, you can see his picture. He goes off on this guy. I don't even really want to repeat what he said, but it's very, very gnarly. So originally, track coach Avery Anderson was going to, he was aware of the video, said he was aware of the video months ago, suspended him, allowed him back.
Yeah, he competed last week.
He said, "I was disgusted and immediately suspended him indefinitely from the team." So why was he reinstated? Well, he said he wanted to give him an opportunity to learn and grow from his mistakes. "Even in my disgust as a coach, my intentions are always to lead and educate or make the change happen I want to see in the world. I can talk about changing the world or I can put the work in to do so, blah, 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 blah. I've seen the work that he's done over the last few months. I decided to reinstate him to the team." Well, then other athletes at UCLA got wind of this. Dude, gone. Off the team. It's, I mean, you can go find it for yourself if you have to hear it. It's awful.
I do struggle sometimes with the idea, especially when it's someone who's young, high school, college even, that made a mistake, even if it's a bad one, that, you know, you can grow and get better and learn and become a better person and realize, boy, I was stupid. I wish I hadn't done that. And we know people who have done things.
Sure.
And they're good people and they learn their lesson. Now, if you don't learn your lesson, fine, cancel them forever. But should he get another chance? I mean, you know, is just being able to stay in school enough? Is being on the athletic teams a privilege?
It's a privilege, for sure.
Certainly it
is.
It's
absolutely
a privilege. I don't necessarily think the coach was wrong to say, I mean, I'm glad that he was suspended. You know, there had to be strict, like, guidelines. Hey, here's what you need to do to get back on the team. And then, you know, we'll be monitoring closely moving forward. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. Now, you know, it becomes public, and immediately, of course, UCLA has to react and say, you're back off the team again.
Would you even want to stay in school if that was you? No, not there. Yeah. I mean, there's just no way. I don't know. It's definitely, you know, look, there's consequences to everyone's actions. You know, we've all faced consequences for things that we've said and done in the past, me more than most. But, you know, it happens, and when you hear the audio, though, you're like, that's not a mistake. You didn't hit a curb backing up, right? Like, when you hear that audio, it doesn't sound like a mistake.
No.
So that's a weird, it's always been kind of a weird word for me to use when talking about something like this. So this dude is, he's toast. Like, you're done. You're never going to outrun something like this. Oh, another pun by me. He's a cross-country runner.
Wow, you're amazing.
Did not mean to do that.
You're amazing. Speaking of consequences.
Oh, God.
The consequences for a bad tweet are getting ratioed. And
you get dragged.
Getting dragged.
Pilates.
That's the man who got dragged last night. Here was the tweet. Actually, Hacksaw's mini poll. The Tiger Woods tragedy. So many things could have happened in that crash. All of them bad. Which would you have feared? And then the choices.
It's unbelievable, guys.
Hit by oncoming car, ejected during rollover, trapped in a fire.
Decapitation, severed penis.
They're all horrible. Why do I have to pick? Why are you putting this on my timeline?
Amputee, caved in skull.
It's not funny. It's inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
It's totally inappropriate. You're illustrating how inappropriate it is. Thank you for doing
it. Hacksaw.
Hit by oncoming car. Ejected during rollover. Trapped in a fire.
AJ, this is Hacksaw. You just signed Fernando Tatis Jr. to a $340 million contract. What would you most not want to happen to him next?
Torn lat. Pulled quad. Broken fibula. I'll wait. I'll listen for your answer offline. That's the best Hacksaw I can do.
AJ, this is Hacksaw.
Here, what are you thinking?
Here's like the most disturbing part. I see the poll has 328 votes. I'm not voting it. I don't know what's leading because I refuse to click on one of the options to get the results.
Should I do it?
No, don't do it.
I want to see what's leading, man.
Don't do it.
I want to see what's leading.
Don't.
I kind of want to know.
Just hang on.
I'll do it. Fine. Which one do you want me to choose?
Give me my options again.
Hit by oncoming car, okay. Ejected during rollover, trapped in a fire.
Which would you have feared? I'm going to say trapped in a fire.
All right, we're voting trapped in, and that is your leader, 46.2%.
Yes.
Followed closely by ejected during rollover at 36.8.
Like, what the hell?
Hit by oncoming car, a distant third at 17%.
Was he drinking whiskey?
I don't know.
This poll was sent at 9:08 p.m.
I know he probably doesn't know how to delete his Twitter because his handle still says Hacksaw1090 and that he does pre and post for the Padres. But delete your Twitter.
Bro.
Just delete it.
The replies.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said, where is attacked by land sharks? Dang. What? Here's one that says, what the F is wrong with you, bro? Lay off the Cuddy Sark. Is that all right? If we peeled his brain open and looked inside, is this what he wanted us talking about, or people talking, or did he want to get raped? There are people. Our buddy Dave likes to tweet stuff he knows he's going to get killed for. He likes it. I don't like it. I don't want to get killed for a bad tweet.
This is a bit, though.
It is a bit. But is he looking, is Axel looking for this reaction? When you send that out, that's not even like newsworthy. You don't guess how someone's going to die. Or how you would worry someone's going to die.
We saw the pictures. It was bad enough. We didn't have to speculate.
Let's imagine how it could be worse now.
Right.
Well, it's probably...
Tommy Pham stabbed outside of a strip club.
Probably
going to
have
worse
the most interactions of any
ran
tweet
over by
he's
a
ever
car.
Said. So, win.
Is that what he wants?
Interactions.
Is that what he... Is that,
yeah.
What are you,
nobody, metrics. We social get, media metrics.
So are we giving
paid?
Him what he wants right now? Attention?
I don't know.
I can't
getting
imagine
it right now on this show though.
I can't imagine sending tweet be like, yeah, nailed that one.
I nailed it.
You just heard the best 15 minutes of radio.
The worst tweet.
This is the worst tweet maybe of all time.
In social media history. And that is Don't Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Woodsy came up.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Woodsy, I'm just looking at it.
Came up with the original idea of taking each day and previewing a different Major League Baseball team. We found out later that MLB Network and hundreds of other outlets are literally doing the exact same thing, but we do it differently because we just kind of do it our way. And
well, we timed it so it opens with opening day, which I think is really cool.
We did as well.
Yeah.
So today's team... is the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, an interesting team, to be sure. I wanted to give a quick shout-out, too, by the way. Got a DM to the Ben and Woods account from Mark. He said, hey, guys, listening to you from my hospital bed while recovering from spine surgery.
Oh, God.
Thanks for making my recovery a little brighter by reminding me how excited I am about the Padres this year. Love the show.
Mark, let's do a poll. Which surgery would you have really feared, though?
Castration. Lobotomy. Amputation. I want to hear from a rollover crash victim in Rancho Palos Verdes. Thank you, miserable Padre fan. God, what are we doing here?
We're doing our tier one tour.
I need another vacation. We just had vacation. I need a week off.
Yeah. Baseball training camps.
I need a week off, my
friends. Just come back on opening day.
Coming up next on San
Diego. See you on opening day.
Number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.